Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. The anniversary is on Sunday, so we won't be on the air for it. Too bad. So this is our anniversary week then. Wow, God, it's amazing. This show's in Aries. It's dedicated to self-realization and personal power. Today's topic is on transit trines and how to become more powerful. Actually, how to become more in control of your life, more of a psychic and spiritual lifestyle. So I'm going to give you some tips and some pointers as to what you can do to become like unto a comic book superhero, which you may compare me to once in a while. And maybe you want to try to levitate one day or fly through the sky or whatever. I like to compare myself to my heroes, Indiana Jones, James Bond, right? Okay, so welcome to the Astrology Hour, and here we are. Okay. Yeah, well, when I take a look at my life, and I take a look at what I've done in my life in these years, in these 27 years I've lived, no, I'm just kidding, in this time span that I've gone through, I've noticed in my chart that the times that I have really blossomed and rebirthed and grown and become happier and more blissful and more aware are during the transit trine periods of my life. And I have a friend of mine, an astrologer, who disagrees with this, and he's a wonderful guy. He's been on the radio, too. You know him, Howard Sheldon. He thinks that the squares and oppositions are the key, so he's an astrologer that promotes square and opposition, technology and astrology, and I like the trines. And I guess that's why astrology is so much fun, because different astrologers have different opinions, differences of opinion, and we go through our own individual burdens of proof. But because I have followed my transits so closely over the last few years, and because I am a Leo with a stellium in Leo, then I definitely felt what happened when Neptune went through Sagittarius and trying the dickens out of all my Leo planets and trying the dickens out of all your Aries planets. If you have any Leo or Aries, you went through that effect with me in the last, oh, I'd say about 10, 15 years. And I definitely felt Uranus going through Sagittarius and trining all my Leo planets. And if you have Aries planets, it would have trined your Aries planets. And more recent, I definitely felt Saturn. We just finished a period of three beautiful planets, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, going through my favorite sign, Sagittarius. That's right, I have a blessed Jupiter in Sag with four trines on it, so I'm Mr. Independent sometimes. And the period, let's look, actually be particular here and look it up and see how long this effect lasted so we could zero in on Farley's rebirth. And actually, we did get Uranus. Neptune was in Sagittarius, wow, for a long time. In fact, for most of the time since I've been studying astrology, interesting, huh? When Neptune trined my Pluto back in 1976, when I finally became an astrologer, took the classes and got my Red Flame certificate and all that stuff from the Academy of Atlantis, is when Neptune went into aspect, started to trine my Leo planets. Isn't it amazing how Neptune awakened me? It's like I was slap silly, and then suddenly it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Whoa, this is what's happening? Well, that's very different. But anyway, then Neptune went through and trined my Pluto, Sun, Mercury in some glorious years of my life, some of the happiest years of my life, and 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. We're going really berserk there, 83. And then Uranus joined Neptune in Sagittarius, so, you know, kind of far behind, but still it joined Neptune in Sag late 81, and when Uranus trined my Pluto, see, notice Pluto is a key planet here. Uranus trined my Pluto, do you know when? When I started on the radio, that's right, 1984, when this show was first birthed, Uranus was hanging out between 12 and 14 Sag thereabouts, and that's when the Astrology Hour started. So my practice started when Neptune trined my Leo planets, and then my show took off when Uranus trined it, and then, as you know, we went into the black, of course, finally, and pulled ourselves way out of the water, and I went through a personal rebirth beyond recognition when I totally just let go of all final self-destructive behavior patterns when Saturn went into Sag and trined my Leo planet. So I personally have discovered that when you have great blocks of energy in your chart that we call stelliums, and stelliums occur when three or more planets are together in one sign, usually conjunct within 8 degrees of each other, but oftentimes I consider a stellium just the fact that you have three planets in one sign. Now, the fire signs, with exception of Sagittarius, who really was at focus of the lesson, people with Aries and Leo stelliums benefited tremendously from these transit trines that lasted from like the 70s all the way through most of the 80s with Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Sag. So if you relate to that, then you'll know why you've become more powerful. And we'll talk about my definition of personal power and psychic and spiritual power in a moment. But the focus of this topic here is that what is going on right now with the current transit trines is a vast awakening. Because, oh, by the way, the whole time that these trines were going on to my Leo planets, Pluto was in early Scorpio and late Libra, trine my Uranus and my Venus. My Uranus in Gemini and my Venus in Cancer. Now, in case you forgot what a trine was, you don't know what it is, a trine means when one element complements another element. There's four elements, fire, earth, air, and water. And you'll usually find trines going on either in the birth chart or in comparison to the birth chart from the planets in the sky, comparing those planets location-wise to the planets in your birth chart. And we usually find that the fire signs, Leo, Aries, and Sag, do trine each other. The earth signs, Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus, also trine each other. The water signs, Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer, trine each other. And the air signs of Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra trine each other. See, so my chart was lit up with all these transit trines in the 70s and the 80s that really has brought me to where I am today, which is a very happy state. And even though I'm not going through any major elongated trines right now, I'm still happy. You know, the funny thing about trines is that all the time they're always trining something in your chart. What I like for rebirth and awakening and for power are when those slow puppies, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, trine something in your chart. Whoa, baby, that son of a gun will really revive you in a gentle way. Kind of picture a baby being born and placed in warm water and gently revived. That's like a Saturn trine. Like a Mercury trine is like being slapped. And that's a little bit more of a shocker, a little bit quicker. But when you get Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto trines, the gradual effect, typically, if you're not lazy, if you want to make use of this energy, then what it does is it does allow you to become more powerful, more centered, more focused, more self-loving, less egotistical, more humble, and all the good things that you are searching for and seeking in spiritual lifestyles. Now, the interesting part of today's topic is that most of these planets we've discussed, like Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, are not in Sag anymore. They are in Capricorn. And Capricorn is a pretty skeptical sign. See, this energy of Capricorn is the doubting Thomas energy. And most of these people with Capricorn force, not all of them, but some of these people with Capricorn force have been people that have based their lives on material issues, on emotional issues, on obsessions, on desires, on quests, conquests, successes, and failures. Taurus is a very close sign to Capricorn, another earth sign, because Taurus symbolizes money and material gain and power and possessions and also assets or real estate. Virgo is very, very close behind because Virgo is a mechanical earth sign. And what it does is it analyzes and it researches and it dissects and it also tries to weed out and weed into certain complex situations that will help us understand the technical side to anything. So Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo are not earth signs by accident. These energies are very affixed and do adhere to this dimension, this plane, earth lifestyle, and materialism more than any of the other earth signs. Now, what we're going through now with three planets in the earth signs, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, is transit trines that are taking years to people's earth planets that are in Taurus and Virgo. See, so there's hope for this planet because we find all these people that have based much of their life on materialism and obsession and values and assets and money and gains such as that that have Virgo and Taurus in their chart worriers and people that have focused on money and made themselves sick over relationships not working and stuff are finally adhering to this rebirth, this opportunity from Neptune, which is the planet of spirituality, from Uranus, which is like a psychic and a metaphysical awakener, and from Saturn, which is the planet of karma, which tells us that we're tired of being beat up and hurt anymore, and it's time for us to let go, right? So all these people with Taurus and Virgo planets are being subjugated to a chance to become more powerful through opportunities given them by these transit trines. And obviously, we are talking about trines today, and if you are a Capricorn, or you do have Capricorn planets, you also would be given this power, this option, this potential to grow and become more powerful from just having these planets in your sign for such a long time. Also, Pluto in Scorpio right now is offering transit trines to those people that have water in their chart, meaning the other water signs besides Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces. We're getting long transit trines from Pluto in Scorpio to Cancer and Pisces. Well, what is my definition of becoming more powerful? Well, number one, I think high self-esteem is the key. Confidence, optimism, being able to center and focus your life on issues of the spirit, not on issues of matter or of the material. So in my way, if someone said, Farley, what do you think the definition of growing up is? Well, my definition of growing up is actually people that are masters at learning how to let go and not be bothered by things. A child or an immature or a baby or a low state of evolution would be like a kid in a room with his life, which would be symbolized as toys, right? And then somebody coming in one at a time and taking your favorite, not just any toy, but your favorite toy away, and you sitting there whining and crying and all upset. Oh, you took my boyfriend away. Like, oh, no, the sex is gone. And oh, you took my job. But the highly evolved spiritual being, the person that would be able to overcome this effect, would say, take it. Get it out of here. Goodbye. Thanks for the good time. Bye, boyfriend. Bye, girlfriend. Goodbye, job. No problem. Take my money. Go ahead. Okay, take my car. As long as they don't take things that really hurt. Like when your life is threatened or when your health is threatened, you know that you've been so spiritually immature and unevolved to this point that your soul is testing you at some high, intense, traumatic levels of learning because you haven't learned your ABCs of metaphysics and spiritual growth. See what I mean? So transit trines offer you the opportunity not just to make money and not just to have fun or get married or form relationships, but they offer you the opportunity to become spiritual, to become psychic, to become a beacon of light and love, and also to adhere to this power within yourself that is godlike in comparison. Now, if you want to know some of the things that I did when I went through the transit trines that really helped me, well, first thing I did was I got into this relationship with Farley Malaris. A lot of people forget or they oversee the need not just to have a relationship with Farley Malaris, but to have a relationship with yourself, that person in the mirror. When you wake up every morning, if you go in the mirror and you look at that guy or gal in there and you go, oh, Jesus, like, oh, man, you start looking at yourself and you can't handle it, then you're in trouble. Then we put a red flag up and go, red alert on that puppy for sure. But when you go in the bathroom in the morning and you take a look at what you are, even though you've just woken up, you're still dirty, your teeth aren't brushed, your hair's not brushed, and you can still give yourself five in the mirror or whatever and go, yeah, we're going to party today, aren't we? When you feel good about yourself, that's the first step. That's like part one of really becoming powerful. Because as far as I'm concerned, you can't get over your addictions, your bad habits, drug or alcoholism, unless you have checked self-esteem. So checked high self-esteem. And I always use this key here. If you try to grade yourself on a level of how much do you truly, authentically love yourself as your own best friend, as your own best teacher, as your own personal guide, spiritually and psychically, on a 1 to 10 scale, what's your number? And my number is 10. And it wasn't always 10. It was 2, it was 3, it was 5, it was minus 10. Now it's 10, and now it's a lot easier to wake up in the morning, and no matter what you are, whether you're fat, whether you're skinny, whether you're tall, short, bald, or whether you've got blemishes or body punctures all over your, whatever you have, birth defects, yeah, this is you. This is you. Don't hide yourself when I do. This is you. This is what your karma of how you look and what you've become And all of us have little imperfections that we can look at and make ugly, or we can just say, you know what, this is what I've got, so I'm going to love it. That's the first thing. Now, having high self-esteem spiritually, symbolically allows you to glow. And it's a normal path of chakra control and keeping most of your chakras open, clear, and also high self-esteem is a form of natural exorcism. Because when you're depressed or negative or down, then you allow dark entities from other realms to come in to hold you down. So when you are high self-esteem and high self-love and you feel the God within, you are clear. So that's a major point. Number two, another point here, is sometimes in order to process some of the stress that's compounded through our lives, in order to help increase our self-esteem and spiritual awareness, meditation is something that is highly recommended. Prayer, visualization, and chanting, and also getting into a position where more than just being religious or going to a church or actually being in a situation where you think you know God, it's important for you to practice being spiritual and practice being philosophical, just like the sages in the Bible did. Let me read you a paragraph out of Silver Birch Companion on page 94 about this force within us and being religious and actually living the spiritual life. It is not religion or religious to declare that the Great Spirit is three in one or one in three. That does not increase the growth of the Spirit by one iota. You may sing hymns from sunrise to sunset, but that will not make you any more spiritual. You may read the Bible or the Talmud or the Koran or the Bhagavad Gita or any sacred book until your eyes grow weary, but that will not increase the growth of your spirit. You may do all things that men regard as religious, but unless they inspire you to lead better lives, unless they enable the spirit within you to find greater expression, then you are not religious as we see it. We are concerned with deeds and actions and with the life that every individual lives. We teach the supreme law of cause and effect, that none thwarts the Great Spirit, that none cheats the law, that man is his own savior and his own redeemer, that man pays the penalty for every wrongdoing, and that man reaps the reward for every kindness he performs. We say that the laws of the Great Spirit are mechanical, automatic in their action, that kindness, tolerance, sympathy, service automatically make you the better because you have practiced them, and that selfishness, wrongdoing, and intolerance automatically make you worse. You cannot alter that inflexible law. There is no cheap reprieve. There are no easy pardons. Divine justice rules the whole universe. A spiritual dwarf cannot pretend to be a spiritual giant. There is no deathbed repentance. And this is how Silver Birch gives his interpretation of the laws that regulate all life, contrasting them with the orthodox view taught for centuries all over the world in fundamental religions. See, so we have a bunch of people on this planet pretending to be spiritual, but in truth, their self-esteem and their ego and the humility factors and their true spirit is very weak. See, so when you go through these transit trines, you are given the opportunity to seek within this power of light and love and this God force within and practice it. Practice meditating to form communion with your omni and multidimensional self. Don't be afraid of things like astral projection or spirit guides or your higher self. You know, this is how you become powerful. You're given this opportunity as you do rebirth to really gain awareness, take the edge off the trivialities of third dimensional life, and really burst into a flowering of understanding, of glory, of love, and of bliss and happiness, which is really what it's all about. And also, some other tips I would give you is that if you want to be powerful, whether you're having transit trines or not, it's important to practice the metaphysical. We read a lot of books on metaphysical and spiritual growth. We take a lot of classes. But how many people live their lives like I do? How many people practice astral projection, practice dream therapy, crystal meditations? How many people practice meditation and levitation? How many people practice telekinesis and telepathy and intuitive contact and exchanges? Like, how many people are aware of their chakras and practice chakra control or exorcism of entities from self and healing and exorcism of entities from others? There is a way for you to become a glowing orb a beacon of light and love, of powerful potential beyond your wildest dreams. And I tend to think that the reason why some of you are in a rut and you call me up with broken bad relationships and broken bad careers is because you have not, number one, taken advantage of your transit trines, and number two, you have not taken advantage of how to become more powerful by practicing the New Age psychic and spiritual methods that are everywhere discussed in bookstores all over town on this show. And I tell you where to take the astrology classes to open up that catalyst. I tell you where to take up the meditation. I recommend crystals, and I recommend working on your self-esteem and your self-love and humility, and I recommend working on learning how to let go, because it is the symbolism of life. The symbolism of life. Learning how to let go. Do you know why that is? I'll tell you why. Because when you're finished with this dimension and all reincarnation, what do? You let go of the whole cheese. Everything. Everyone in it. Everyone you've ever known and loved. Anything you've ever done. Money, sex, power, real estate, Disneyland, movies, TV, whatever it is on earth that you hold so dear, the whole symbology of letting go means that one day, when you want to escape the cycle of reincarnation that keeps bringing you back here, the gift of ascending to higher states of consciousness is actually the information we have that higher states of awareness are dwarf the bliss that we feel on earth. They dwarf it, which means whatever enjoyment you might have watching TV or a movie is going to be dwarfed by the spirit that you will sense beyond this realm. It's inexplicable in third dimensional terms. So that is why we try to encourage people to be more spiritual, more psychic, more powerful, to practice the light styles, the lifestyles, to embrace those transit trines as they occur every month. The moon and the sun and Mercury and Venus, of course, will trine the planets in your chart a lot during the year. But if you are a person with Cancer, Pisces in your chart, or Taurus and Virgo in your chart, and you're going through these intense transit trines, take advantage of them and grow and become more powerful. And when you get to a point where you are evolved enough to read the Course in Miracles, to follow the Course in Miracles, to embrace it and understand the messianic qualities that live within your soul, and you can start to approach masterhood in your life, then you will truly, finally reach a goal, a very simple, basic, wonderful goal of just being happy, just being centered, and just being blissful and confident with what you want to do in your life. And then I will salute and congratulate you and meet you at the crossroads in that realm. And then you will know that nothing in this dimension can hold you down, hurt you, trick you, or tease you, or tempt you, which is what we allow everything in this dimension to do to us until we finally embrace and adhere to that state of intense, powerful charisma of the God Self. Is that a topic that you needed to hear, perhaps? Thank you very much. Okay, no problem.